This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden made a surprise visit to Kyiv ahead of the Russian invasion's one-year anniversary. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
Air raid sirens blaring in Ukraine's capital on Monday. President Joe Biden was in St. Michael's Cathedral with President Volodymyr Zelensky as it happened. There were no reports of Russian missile or airstrikes in Kyiv, but it underlines the grinding nature of the war. Meanwhile, as Biden visits Ukraine, China's foreign minister is heading to Russia. China has so far remained neutral in the war, despite its close relationship to Moscow. The West fears it could begin supplying Russia with its own weapons.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. How safe was it for U.S. President Joe Biden to visit Ukraine, a conflict zone? AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The White House notified Moscow that President Biden would be visiting Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, just before the president left Washington. The idea here was to make sure that there wasn't a misunderstanding that could possibly lead to a direct conflict. That from National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. The U.S. military does not have a presence in Ukraine other than a small detachment of Marines guarding the embassy in Kyiv. While President Biden was in Ukraine, U.S. surveillance planes were keeping watch over Kyiv from Poland's airspace. I'm Rita Foley.
A new 6.4 magnitude earthquake has killed 3 people and injured more than 200 in parts of Turkey laid waste 2 weeks ago by a massive quake that killed thousands, tens of thousands. Officials said more buildings collapsed, trapping occupants, and several people were injured in both Turkey and Syria. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Israelis protested Monday against the government's judicial reform bill, which they say threatens democracy, as lawmakers opened debate on key parts of the controversial overhaul. Demonstrators from across Israel descended on Jerusalem to rally near Parliament ahead of the first reading of legislation to change the way judges are picked. Several Israeli media outlets judged the crowd to be more than 40,000 people, but there was no official police estimate. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva said on Monday homes should no longer be built in areas at risk of landslides and major floods, pledging to address housing issues as he visited regions hit by devastating rainfall. Lula flew over the coastal town of São Sebastião alongside cabinet ministers before meeting with local officials as the toll from flooding that has so far claimed 36 lives was expected to climb further as 40 people remained missing. North Korea fired 2 short-range ballistic missiles in its second weapons test in 3 days. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The latest firings have drawn quick condemnation from North Korea's rivals and prompted Tokyo to request an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council. South Korea says the 2 missiles were launched from a western coastal town, and Japan says the missiles fell into the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. North Korea has said it fired artillery with a weapon some experts consider a short-range ballistic missile. The North also fired an intercontinental ballistic missile on Saturday and has threatened an unprecedented response to U.S. South Korean military drills. I'm Charles Tulledesma.
There's new hope for stroke victims dealing with partial paralysis. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
It's the first of its kind experiment. Heather Rendulik of Pennsylvania could not use her left arm or hand due to a stroke. Researchers implanted a device that zaps the 33-year-old's spinal cord in spots that control hand and arm motions, and it worked.
It was helping me improve in ways that I didn't think were possible.
It's not a cure because the effects end after researchers removed a device, and far more study is needed. But this stimulator technology already is being tested to help people move their legs after a spinal cord injury. I'm Shelley Adler.
The governments of 34 nations signed a statement calling on the IOC to clarify the definition of neutrality as it seeks a way to allow Russian and Belarusian athletes back into international sports in next year's Paris Olympics, the U.S., Britain, France, Canada, and Germany among those signing. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.